So who here has heard of Poderotica? Yeah. So I mean, you get what it is from the name. We all understand what Poderotica is. You can find them at PoderoticaPodcast.com. One time I accidentally walked in on them recording, which sounds way filthier because, like, they keep their clothes on when they record, at least for the part that I saw. Anyway, I don't even know why I just said that right now, but please welcome from Poderotica, Lindsay Rush, Danny Chapman, and Allie Lefevre.
Amazing.
Are you pregnant? The werewolf's piercing blue eyes are glued to the wizard's flat, sweater-covered abdomen, as if they can actually see the growing child in Harry's body. A deeply pleased satisfaction settles in Fenrir as his inner wolf preens at the state of events. The creature is already imagining the slim wizard round with his cub. It takes every ounce of restraint the man has to resist pulling Harry into his lap and rubbing his hands over the wizard's belly. Yeah, I am apparently, begins Harry, as he takes a seat on the edge of the coffee table in front of the alpha wolf. Male pregnancies are really rare. Even for wizards, but they can happen. Something about synchronized magical cores or something. Hermione can explain it loads better. Anyway, I came here because I wanted to let you know, in person, that I'm pregnant, it's yours, and I'm keeping this baby.
So, yeah, that's not the Harry Potter that we grew up reading. It was actually a selection from Wizards and Werewolves Don't Mix, a story by Renka Wrights. And it's the type of story that we read called erotic Harry Potter fan fiction, or as we have portmanteaued, Poderotica. Yeah. Each week we read a chapter from author-approved fanfic and add our own twist to it. I'm Danny, this is Lindsay and Allie, and so we're going to tell you about how it's impacted our lives.
So, we obviously each discovered the OG franchise in a totally different and more innocent way, I think. For some of us, we were preteens who, like, you know, had the books arrive at their door and dressed up for the movies. Some of us discovered it in their 20s and got to be the really cool girl at parties who was like, do you guys want to talk about wizards? And I sort of fall somewhere in between. But one thing that we all have in common is that we never thought, like, when we were all grown up and they were all grown up, that this would, Harry Potter would, like, take back over our lives.
Yeah.
Because it has.
Yeah. Since launching the Poderotica podcast, we've released over 69 episodes.
Nice!
Featuring stories where Draco is a stripper, Snape and Hermione get it on in the prefect's bathroom, the Marauders have an orgy, and Ron and Pansy have a secret love affair, and so much more than you would ever want to imagine. Basically, if you can fantasize about it or never, ever, ever want to hear about it, ever, there is an erotic story that exists. We've been featured as a top 40 comedy podcast on iTunes. We've had some awesome press. Thank you. One lung clap. We've had some awesome press. We've hosted live events, and we've created a group called, we call the Poderotics, which are our most enthusiastic fans. And so basically, Harry Potter has literally taken over every single aspect of our lives.
But this time in a totally different way. So we used to daydream about what chocolate frogs tasted like, and now we wonder what certain characters taste like. Instead of being mad that Umbridge was so rough on the students, we wonder, well, what would it be like if she got a little rough with us? And it's led to one of our favorite pastimes, which is we're constantly brainstorming ways to mix the magical and the sexy. So, for example, we had a great brainstorm around magical strip clubs. Some of the winners were the Naughty Broomstick, Azkabuns, the Magic Snatch, Hit It and Quidditch, and of course, Honey Dicks.
Last time I opened my notes app on my phone, I saw my brainstorm for Harry Potter themed DJ names. The list was quite extensive, but here are some of the fan favorites. Remix Lupin, DJ Ride the Flit Whip, Treble Lonnie, Hippo Riff, and I don't even know why I wrote this down, but Techno Malfoy. That's
great. And of course, we name our episodes Punny and Porny as well, because of course. My favorites are Finger Blast from the Past, Hermione's First D. He Who Must Not Be That Into You. And Masturbation Manage.
Our brains are always thinking about sexy Harry Potter puns, and it is taking over our life.
Okay, so the way that erotic Harry Potter fan fiction has personally affected my life is in my dating life. So I'm the only one that's single of the three of us. So I have the unique challenge of trying to figure out when in the dating process do you tell someone that you host a sexy Harry Potter podcast, right? I know everyone has that question. When do I tell them? So through some trial and error, I made a rule for myself last year that I don't potterotica on the first date. Just because, not because I'm not proud of what we do, I love it, but it's just first impressions are very delicate, right? So in the past, it's either gone terribly, as you can imagine, or it's gone too well. And then you're like, ugh. And so in the terrible, it's like they don't read Harry Potter or they just think it's really weird. And then you're forever the horny Harry Potter girl. Like, that's their first impression of you, despite what else we have in common. And I know this to be true because a couple years ago, I went on a first date with a guy who told me about that the only holiday he celebrates is Groundhog's Day. And he, like, got emotional about it. Anyway, I don't remember his name. I don't remember what he did for a living. I just remember that he wrote his friends and family meaningful letters on Groundhog Day. So who knows what we would have had. So first impressions are crucial. And then on the other hand, if it goes too well, you know that they've, like, gone home from the first date and are, like, downloading your erotic podcast and listening to you, and then they, like, know things that they shouldn't know yet. Anyway, so I've kept that rule until a few weeks ago. I went on a first date with this guy. This is really short. I went on a first date with this guy and ended up telling him all about the podcast. I ended up giving him, like, a sticker. It was, like, it was fine. He was into it.
One-man marketing team right here.
One by one, this is how we're getting listeners. Anyway, he texted me a few days later that his boss had seen the sticker and listened to the podcast, and so then they had this great moment. Anyway, fast forward to now, that man is now my husband. We haven't gone out again. Weird. But it did. I'm like, this went well. And he's like, bitch, whatever. But I did decide that I think it's actually a good litmus test on, like, does someone share my sense of humor? Are they sort of down to clown? Are they weird? And so now it's on one of my dating profiles. And this is my new saying is, if you can't handle me at my Ron Weasley going down on Pansy Parkinson in the Great Hall, then you don't deserve me at my best. But those are the same thing. That's also my best.
More than these two, I've fallen deep down the potterotica rabbit hole. Have you read a 900,000-word story where Hermione time turns back 20 years to grow up with the Marauders and fall in love with Sirius Black? Because I have. Have you stayed up until 5 a.m. for a week straight reading about Draco rejecting his pure blood Death Eater status only to join forces with good and save the Wizarding World? I have. Have you been so turned on by Remus Lupin werewolf sex that you actually woke your husband up in the middle of the night? Hi, honey. I have. I have read over 100... Oh, so embarrassing. I've embarrassingly read over 140 fanfics in the last year.
This year.
Whoa. Yeah.
Some one chapter quick stories, some literally epic length novels that are longer than the entire Harry Potter series combined. I even pretended I was sleeping one time because he was getting up for work and I was so embarrassed that I was still up reading that I pretended I was asleep. He left for work and I rolled back over and I kept going. I also wrote my very first comedy steamy fanfic starring our very own Danny Chapman. And Hogwarts' very own sex kitten, Professor McGonagall. And the story is called The Naughty Hufflepuff.
It's my ringtone. I listen to it all the time. For me, Potterotica is all about the fans. So as Allie mentioned, we've got this great community of Potterotics. We're almost 1,500 strong, which is crazy. And the people on our Facebook group are more than just fans of the pod. They have created such an incredible community. They know each other. They know when things are good and when things are bad. You know, people send prayers. I think in the normal Harry Potter world, wands up means like, I'm thinking of you. For us, it means an erection. So it gets weird there. But they even create things together. So we have marketing stat is 95% engagement, which is nuts. It ends up being almost 70,000 comments, posts, and reactions a month. And people are just all in on this. But what's been incredible is that they've actually branched off from the group that we've created to create more groups.
Our franchises.
It's our franchises.
Pyramid scheme.
So we've got, in addition to the Potterotics group, we've got the Plug Club, which is a group for fan fiction readers, and the Golden Stitch for erotic crafters. So I knew...
So many of those.
So many. So for me, I knew I was in way too deep after spending $100 and 15 hours building a box that looks like a couch. It's a joke from the pod that I was sending to my secret Cupid, this girl who lives in North Dakota, who I've never met and probably never will. And I was manically sewing this couch together for the secret Cupid. So it's all, you know, I'm obsessed with it as much as they are. And you do crazy things for podcasts about sex.
Turns out what started as a ridiculous comedy project has turned out to be so much more. We never thought that reading about Voldemort getting seduced by Slytherins at a strip club, Crabbe and Goyle, that's actually a real story.
So hot.
So sexy. Would have created what it has. I mean, it has helped rekindle people's sex lives. It has formed friendships. And it's helping everyone to re-celebrate a series that we all love and they all love.
So the last thing we'll say is basically, yeah, we didn't expect to take over our lives, and it's impacted theirs. And if you hadn't thought about Harry Potter in this way, I can promise you will never see or think of him the same again. So you're welcome.
Wands up.
Yeah, thank you, Lindsay, Allie, and Danny from Potterotica. Hey. Put it together from PotteroticaPodcast.com. That was great. That was my introduction to Harry Potter. I was very disappointed when I read the books. JK, wouldn't that be funny, though? Have you met anybody who, like, they hear your podcast before they read the books? Yeah?
Yeah, there are people who
say that. Whoa, that's amazing.
I'm very supportive.
But, like, you knew, like, you had an idea of what Harry Potter was. I guess probably everybody does. Anyway...